praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, provided by Living Stream Ministry, featuring the ministry of Witness Lee. Witness Lee was captured by the Lord Jesus as a young man of 19 in his native China. He consecrated his life to preach the gospel, and later labored side by side with Watchman Nee for parts of 3 decades, before eventually bringing this ministry to the West in 1962. He spent the next 35 years speaking to Christians in North America and all over the world before going to be with the Lord in 1997. The life study of the Bible is his most significant contribution to the heritage of biblical exposition, and we're delighted to be able to bring you short portions of his spoken ministry today. If you have questions or comments, or would like to find other Christians in your area enjoying this same ministry, just email us, radio@lsm.org. Again, that's radio@lsm.org. Here's today's program. In the realm of spiritual warfare covered in Ephesians chapter 6, there are 6 items that make up the whole armor of God. Of these 6, the girding of the loins, the breastplate of righteousness, the shodding of the feet with the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. 5 are defensive in nature, protecting us from the attacks of God's enemy. But the 6th item, the sword of the Spirit, is offensive. With this sword, we are actually equipped to fight against God's enemy. We come back to spiritual warfare on today's program, and Ron Kangas has joined us. Ron, welcome to the program.
It's good to be back and good to participate in this line of ministry on spiritual warfare. I have a personal feeling about this. I think it's shared by a number of thoughtful students of the Word and seekers of the Lord. And the personal concern is that even though spiritual warfare is actually a hot topic. Another of the hot topics in evangelical publishing. And I'm familiar with a number of these writings, but they miss the crucial point that spiritual warfare is a body matter, that in order to engage in it, we need to have the reality and practicality of the body unveiled in the book of Ephesians. And the whole armor of God is for the body to apply, not for individuals apart from the body. So I'm happy to make a contribution, whatever that may be, to this line of fellowship. And I'm particularly gratified to share on the application aspect through prayer.
Right.
We'll see that it's by prayer that we apply every item of the armor. Actually, it's by prayer that we apply all the positive things, all the things revealed for us in God's Word.
Well, Ron, this fellowship that we've initiated here really lines up well. I don't think you probably have had a chance to hear the last couple of programs. This is the 3rd one now on spiritual warfare. And this matter of the corporate aspect, the body aspect of spiritual warfare, I thought came out in a wonderful way. The Lord really had a good, clear speaking, I think, for all of us. It was very helpful. So now to merge with that, the importance of prayer really sets us up to have a kind of experience or an entrance into the realm of spiritual warfare, probably beyond anything we have ever been able to experience on our own.
This is surely the case. So we need an unveiling of what is in the Word through the proper ministry. I'm just glad to be in a coordination where various brothers from different angles coordinating with Brother Lee's spoken ministry can bring forth the perspective of God's economy to all things, and in particular to this thing, a spiritual warfare.
Okay, today we want to begin at verse 17 in chapter 6. Receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. So here this matter of prayer gets absolutely fused to the aspects of spiritual warfare, don't they?
It's crucial in the practical application.
Okay, let's join Witness Lee.
The Apostle Paul surely had the experience to write what he has written here. That is after the mentioning of the items of the whole armor of God. He says something concerning prayer. It is all by means of prayer. This is the way to apply, the way to use all the pieces of the whole armor of God. And the way is to pray by means of all prayer. Not only to receive the word, you have to receive it by means of prayer. You see, even you receive the helmet of salvation, you have to do it by means of prayer. If you take up the shield of faith, you have to do it by means of prayer. You should not use any piece of the armor without prayer. You must do it by means of all prayer. Prayer is the only way to apply the whole armor of God. Prayer is crucial. Prayer is vital, making all the parts of the armor of God so available and prevailing to our real situation. We need to pray. Not only pray one kind of prayer, but pray all kinds of prayers by means of all prayer and petition. Prayer may be considered as some common prayer. Petition may be considered as some special, particular, extraordinary prayers. We shouldn't just pray in a regular way. Many times we have to pray in an extraordinary way. Sometimes we have to sleep a little less to save some time for some specific prayer. Right? Sometimes we have to fast to cut off our eating to save some time, to save some part of your being. So here Paul says, by means of all prayer and petition.
Ron, very clear speaking there. As you said earlier, now reinforced, in order to put on these six items of the whole armor of God to be equipped for the spiritual warfare, there's no way apart from prayer. But then also I'd ask you to fellowship about this distinction he's making, not just general prayer, but prayer and petition, and the difference or the refinement here.
I think we can approach it this way, Chris, that prayer is a more general term, the word prayer. Prayer encompasses many kinds of ways of approaching God in fellowship. So Paul's expression, all prayer, indicates that there are different kinds of prayer. And we need prayer for fellowship. We need prayer of praise and thanksgiving and adoration and worship. But petition is a particular matter. And the word petition seems to convey to me the notion of a particular matter about which we are concerned and need a definite answer or reply from the Lord. And so we need prayer generally, and we need all kinds of prayer. But there is a place for petition, where we appeal to the Lord, we petition Him to act in a particular matter that, if we're one with Him, it's a matter of urgency and concern, not only for us, but also for God Himself.
And Ron, can we extend this into the comments that opened the program today regarding the corporate aspect of spiritual warfare? Many times the kinds of things that require this kind of petition are not just the events that may be affecting me personally or my family, but really things that are touching God's interests and God's purpose and work on the earth.
Definitely. If we are limited to only our own concerns, that's a sign of not living in the body. But there may be members of the body of Christ that are suffering for the sake of the gospel, whose lives may be threatened, who may be imprisoned, who may be subject to the attack of the enemy. And so we don't simply pray in a general way for them. We petition the Lord to do something definite and particular in this case. Or on the positive side, we may be burdened for the advancement of the gospel or the spreading of the truth in a hitherto undeveloped area as far as the gospel and the truth are concerned. And so we petition the Lord to do the things that really matter for the carrying out of his economy. Actually, the more we live in the body, the more we will have prayers not focused on ourselves, but focused on God's interests, and those interests will again and again involve particular believers, particular members of the body who need the supply that comes through our petitions.
Well, in this passage in Ephesians 6, we had Paul mentioning all prayer and petition. In verse 18, we saw all referring to the many kinds of prayer, petition, a very particular, specific prayer, then adds this phrase, praying at every time in spirit. Let's consider every time in this next portion.
Then he says, praying at every time. This means every time you have to pray. Not whenever you pray, but every time you have to pray. Every minute you have to pray. This corresponds with Paul's words in 1 Thessalonians, pray unceasingly. Pray without ceasing. Praying at every time in spirit. This is our regenerate spirit. And the spirit indwelled by the Spirit of God. This is the mingled spirit. Our spirit and the divine spirit both are mingled as one. And this tells us to pray. The main faculty you have to use is your spirit. To pray, don't think that much. To pray, even don't use your emotion that much. To pray is to pray in spirit. We must have a retired mind and a very regulated emotion. Not too hot, not too cold. Of course, the will must be strong. If you are a person like a jellyfish, you cannot pray. It seems pray is not a hard thing, but I tell you, the hardest thing is to pray. To take a walk is easy, to read newspapers is easy, to watch TV is easy, to make phone calls is easy, to talk to your wife is easy, to talk to everybody, even to talk to the little cat is easy. Only one thing is not so easy, that's to pray. So you need a strong mind. If you don't pray, that's sin. Very few Christians would consider not to pray is a sin, but yet it is a sin. So what? You have to will up yourself to be a person of prayer and to have a prayer life.
It's interesting, Ron, the word says praying at every time in spirit, but to have this experience, as he points out, it really takes the exercise of our whole being, doesn't it?
This is what we're learning little by little in various ways over the years. On the one hand, we need to exercise our spirit positively to pray, and we need the proper exercise of our will so that we're not just passively waiting for something to happen, but we're engaged to pray. But we also need to exercise to calm down other parts of our being. The mind, driven by the natural life, may be going furiously. And the emotion, if we're living in the emotion, whether it's we're high or whether we're low or excited or whatever it is, how can we have proper prayer if we're just living in the realm of the feeling of the emotion all the time? So we're learning that prayer requires that our soul, on the one hand, be calmed down and that our spirit be exercised. But on the other hand, the faculties of our soul, our mind, emotion, and will, need to coordinate with our exercise spirit so that with our mind we can have some understanding and utterance, that with our emotion we can convey the Lord's feeling in the prayer, and with our will we can align ourselves with God's will, because surely we want to pray according to God's will. So there is a great need for us to present ourselves to the Lord afresh as learners in the matter of prayer. Andrew Murray has a book with Christ in the School of Prayer.
Right.
I like what's implied there. It implies that we're learners, we're students, we're disciples, and we need to learn of the Lord to pray in spirit and to pray all the time in spirit, even to pray without ceasing, to learn to have the kind of prayer that God calls prayer, prayer in the spirit, prayer at every time, prayer to carry out God's economy, prayer to apply the armor of God, prayer to engage in spiritual warfare, prayer to make petition for all the saints, and I think we'll see next, prayer that the way may be opened and that utterance may be given concerning the mystery of the gospel.
As we finish verse 18, it says, praying at every time in spirit and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Now verse 19, and for me, that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known in boldness the mystery of the gospel. The linkage here is just divine, Ron. Obviously, this is the Word of God, but I'm just impressed with it today.
It's good to be freshly impressed with the Word of God.
Amen. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
Then, Paul says, and watching, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this. Watch unto it in all perseverance and petition. No, years I couldn't understand, Paul, what are you doing here? Didn't you say, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition? Yes, I tell you, to watch unto your prayer life, you need to pray particularly. Pray for what? Pray for the watching unto. Watching unto the prayer life by what? By praying particularly. You have to pray particularly for your watching unto the prayer life. Not only so, and on my behalf, that means pray for me, for the apostle Paul, that utterance may be given to me. Utterance actually is just the word, that the word may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known in boldness. I need the boldness. I need the utterance. I need the opening. And I need the knowledge that I may make known the mystery of the gospel. That is Christ and the church for the fulfillment of God's economy. This is the mystery. Sorry to say today, many Christians pray the gospel without mystery. But the apostle says he needs the utterance to preach the mystery of the gospel. This little word, mystery, implies the whole New Testament economy. What is Christ? Christ is a mystery of God, right? What is the church? The church is a mystery of Christ. And what Christ and the church are for God's economy. This is also a mystery. The economy of God is a mystery. God himself is a mystery. Christ is a mystery. And the church is a mystery. All these are mysteries of the gospel. My, this is our commission. We must pray for this. We must pray for this and watch into it, that all the churches may have the utterance, and may have the opening of the mouth, and may have also the boldness, and may have also the knowledge to teach people the mystery of the gospel.
Ron, I really am caught with the scene here. The Apostle Paul unveiling the whole divine economy in this book of Ephesians. And here at the end, in the context of spiritual warfare, he beseeches the saints in Ephesus to pray for him so that he would have the utterance to release not just a gospel, but the gospel that contains the mystery.
This shows he was living in the body. This shows that he did not trust in human eloquence and his natural ability to speak. Embodied in this request, and for me, is an unveiling of a man, Paul, living in the body. On the one hand, he is supplying the body and ministering to the body. On the other hand, he is supplied by the body and needs the body. And this is similar to what he indicated in Philippians chapter 1. This will turn to my salvation through your prayer and the bountiful supply of the Spirit. So this is not a mere formality or Paul appearing to be humble. This is an indication of his living in the body. Pray for me. But he asked for prayer for him in relation to God's economy.
Right.
That utterance, the word would be given to him to make known the mystery of the gospel. This is fresh with me this morning in considering this. For Paul, the gospel involved the mystery. And he spoke of this a number of times in Ephesians 1:9, the mystery of God's will. In chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, the mystery of Christ. In verse 9 of chapter 3, about the economy of the mystery. In chapter 5, verse 32, the great mystery, Christ and the church. So his gospel was not a small, elementary, narrow, superficial gospel of having your sins forgiven and having everlasting life in heaven. His gospel involved God's economy with its mysteries. Christ as the mystery of God, the church as the mystery of Christ. And he knew he needed utterance given by God through the prayer of the body that such a gospel with the element of mystery could be announced. Now, let's admit, isn't this a new consideration? In all the prayer meetings of Christians today, even let's say, including the ones we're involved in. How much prayer is there that utterance would be given to the ministers of the word to declare, to announce, to speak the mystery of the gospel?
Wow.
So Paul was absolutely in the realm of God's economy and lived wholly in the reality of the body. He knew that spiritual warfare was a body matter. And he realized that his ministry in and for the body was a body matter. And even though he was in prison, chained to a guard, he knew that that was his outward situation. But inwardly, essentially, intrinsically, spiritually, and hence mysteriously, he was living in the reality of the body of Christ. In that reality, he engaged in spiritual warfare. In that reality, he ministered the word. In that reality, he prayed. And in that reality, he asked for others to pray for him. This is the way to apply the spiritual warfare. This is the way to apply the armor in the spiritual warfare by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit as a member of the body of Christ. Wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful fellowship today. Light, encouragement, I think some strengthening from God's word. And I think all of us got a very fresh impression of an aspect of prayer that has been vastly overlooked by all of us as believers, and certainly something God wants to bring to the fore today in this time, I think, very much.
I say an amen to that. May the Lord bless his word.
Amen. Well, we're out of time. We give you our toll-free number and invite you to contact us, 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3255. 3788. For Ron Kangas, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening today. Do you want to know the deeper truths of the Bible? Wish you could attend a Bible study, but just don't have the time? Well, if you enjoyed this program, then we invite you to visit our website at lsmradio.com. From there, you'll find programs on every book of the Bible, and all free of charge. These programs will not only give you a more profound understanding of the Scriptures, but also refresh and revitalize your daily Christian walk. From our website, you can download the MP3 files, stream them live, or subscribe to the podcast. Again, all free of charge. Once more, that website, lsmradio.com. Thanks again for listening.